This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, once you get past the scale of the job losses, with the latest numbers on first-time claims for unemployment that came out this morning, putting the total at just under 27 million people who have lost their jobs. Once you get past that scale, it is the speed that's amazing. 27 million jobs vaporized in 5 weeks. Which poses a challenge for those of us who observe and analyze this economy, accustomed as we are to quarterly and monthly data being good enough. So economists are getting creative. Marketplace's Sabri Benishwar gets us going.
The Great Recession played out gradually over 18 months.
What's happening today is, instead of playing out over months and years, is playing out over days and weeks.
Justin Wolfers is a professor of economics at University of Michigan. Our old friends GDP and the unemployment rate are reported once a month, once a quarter.
What we need is economic indicators to tell us what's happening today.
Andrew Chamberlain is chief economist at Glassdoor. He says, luckily, we live in an age of data.
We have really different ways of measuring the economy today than we had a decade ago.
Tech platforms, social media, specialized firms have all kinds of useful real-time data. Take, for example, what job search platforms can tell us.
You've got more than 20 million unemployed Americans. You might want to know whether they are all expecting to go back to work or not. You might want to know if they're out there searching for jobs or not.
The Federal Reserve looks at data from credit card processors to know how people are spending, and payroll processing from ADP to track jobs. Both of those come out weekly. Ben Herzon is an economist with IHS Markit.
The TSA started making available to the public passenger traffic at airports on a daily basis in real time. And so we could see that passenger traffic at U.S. airports had fallen like 95% by the end of March.
Weekly chain store sales tell us about spending. Electricity use can be a proxy for economic output. As for what exactly it's all telling us, Gary Schlossberg is global market strategist with the Wells Fargo Investment Institute.
They still show the economy continuing to decline, but there are a couple which are beginning to bottom out a little bit. You know, there's some hope, straws in the wind, that the economy is still weakening, but approaching a bottom.
Whatever the indicator, once you hit bottom, there's nowhere to go but up. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.